Well, today, of course, you have the University of California, the pay scandal, you know, the millions in hidden perks. But, you know, you have to grease the gears of the machine, ladies and gentlemen. What do? Throw yourselves on them? Are you kidding me? You well-meaning liberals, you? But free speech is still alive today, and often with free nudity. So things have advanced over the years. Solidarity, that's what I call solidarity. And of course, instead of Mario Savio, we have a Mario brother actually running for office now on campus. So a little bit of a change. But Berkeley, it's great to be here. It's nice to be back. And, you know, Berkeley is more than just Oakland with an attitude. Or Madison, if the hippies had won. And we're currently working for American Family Insurance, or the state. More than just slow, expensive food or edible playgrounds. Where kids today expect more than heirloom tomatoes, ladies and gentlemen. Berkeley's more than just trashing Stanford once a year at the most. Or claiming you discovered Berkelium just to get a parking space. By the way, you have to get one of those parking spaces for Nobel laureates. You really have to show the canceled check for the Nobel Prize, or they will not. More than just the Venice of culverts. I kind of like that. It's a good phrase, don't you think? The Venice of culverts? Or Athena, Barnall, aloft, astride the widening Hayward crack, ladies and gentlemen. Berkeley is where Muley, the multi-use industrial district, meets Amy, the area median income. And Nuke, neighbors of urban creeks, abut FBO, friends of burrowing owls. And the LPCPOUI, the Landmarks Preservation Ordinance Update Initiative, runs smack dab into the IAVC for PNEP, the Interim Vice Chancellor for Physical and Environmental Planning. In a nutshell. Where an old gal like Memorial Stadium can still fancy a new tiara. And the Beavatron is ripe for condo conversion. Now, that is a nice space there that's going largely unused right now, and they could have affordable particle accelerators to boot. You don't see an advanced light source, National Center for Electron Microscopy, or a molecular foundry in Stockton, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to say. Berkeley, where research has proven conservatives are victims of potty training. Where a guy can still check out a rebar bender, magnesium ball float, and a jitterbug concrete tamper from the tool library. But you got to retrofit in 3 days before they're overdue, so that's kind of a lot of pressure. Berkeley, where you'd no more see American troops in Iraq than Berkeley troops in Oakland. And where if Bush had stolen 1,000 newspapers like the mayor, he would have been impeached by now. Certainly the only place where concrete turtles could be added to a dry fountain to honor indigenous peoples in what used to be Columbus Day. Berkeley, maybe, but that's only because you can't do much with Albany, ladies and gentlemen. Albanutley, you know, there's not much you can really. And in the news, left turns on Marin work better than expected, although people find themselves in Solano for no particular reason. Berkeley earthquake response has been fine-tuned into a network of bike messengers, MySpace, and Craigslist postings, and texting teenagers. They have to prepare, of course, for the hordes of San Franciscans looking for something affordable in El Sobrante. At the first Tumblr, head for the Beavatron. The city is supplying framing clips, ties, and U-shaped brackets to people in the city, actually, which will allow you to grab your ankles and kiss your mud sills goodbye. The problem is, actually, with retrofitting, and a lot of people are retrofitting now in case of earthquake, is that with the Bible full of plagues that are California, you don't know which disaster to retrofit for, actually. So retrofitting for mud or rocks is a little different from retrofitting for flood, fire, hail, vermin, beasts, or quakes, or slaying of firstborn. The best approach probably is to look for a place in Modesto. Sonora is nice, but if the snowmobilers in Yosemite keep driving the grizzlies that way, it's going to be a problem. In other news, work on the Bay Bridge started up again after the collapse of 14 of 16 contracts. It's standing entirely on two contracts, which is pretty amazing. Governor Schwarzenegger had tried to do it on the cheap by injecting steroids into the remaining spans. And having Barry Bonds adopt I-80, that was a possibility. Hey, I don't care what he does. It's fine with me. I got nothing, I have no complaints. Think of all the stuff that you think they're spitting shells, like suns, seed shells at the dugout. Those are casings. You don't know what ball players are taking. It's none of our business. Let them play the game. Let them do what they do. In other news, California to limit greenhouse gases to 1990 levels and continue progressively until reaching hydrocarbon levels in the time of Christ. Should take 200 years, the way I figure it. In an ecological chain of events that's only possible in the Bay Area, sea otter deaths are being blamed on California cats who flush. Doesn't strike you as odd because you live here. Here at Berkeley, the first certified organic dining hall in a university, the Crossroads begins serving, and the salad bar is 99% organic since no one's sure where the bacon bits come from that makes up the 1%. Features only locally sprouted shoots and falafel that's never been off the peninsula, so it's all local. Other news, still, Alameda issues marijuana IDs. You must have been high on this date in 1968. Sam's Cannabis Club opens in Oakland, where you can buy in bulk. Well, thank you. That was a mercy applause. Mercy applause. Mayor Newsom of San Francisco, assumed by many to be gay, and there's nothing wrong with that, doth protest a little too much by dating what's-her-name from CSI Miami, I think. Just exactly the girl a gay guy would date. Anybody would date her.
Yeah.
The mayor apologized to Berkeley for overrunning it in 1906, and as restitution offered to marry everybody and his brother. Giant Stadium to be renamed once again as Balco Field. We're almost through. If you just give me a minute here, we'll have you out of here and back in the lair before you know it. Representative Richard Pombo proposes endangered species season. If you're going to hiss, you're going to miss the punchline. I know we're in Berkeley and hissing is, just a,
De rigueur.
Yes. What?
French.
Oh, okay. Hissing is French. And finally, Berkeley's gourmet ghetto to be raised in Applebee's, Country Kitchen, Popeye's, TGI Fridays, Fuddruckers, and Olive Garden to go in. King Dong can say. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. Great to be here in Berkeley.